Hallelujah. May peace be with brother and sister today.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的平安与大家同在。
This morning, our topic is when heat wave comes.
今天早上我们要用当炎热来到跟大家一起来分享。
I think for the past week, we who are living in Vancouver do see something very extraordinary.
一谈到炎热，大家都知道上个礼拜呢，大家都经历过温哥华最热的天气。
Last Wednesday, the weather broke the record.With the weather service tell us that it's 33.8 degrees Celsius.
按照统计呢，上个礼拜三温哥华来到最热的一天，破纪录的一天，34.9. 33.8度。
And the next day, once again, the record was broken. I've got 34 degrees Celsius.
33度在礼拜三，礼拜四呢更破了前一天的纪录，来到了34度摄氏。
And we think we are in a very hot place.
我们觉得自己已经待在一个非常炎热的地方了。
Actually, the whole northwest of the continent is very hot.
那么事实上，根据统计来看，整个西半部呢，
西北部
呢都非常的炎热。
Seattle got 39 degrees.
我们的南边西雅图呢39度。
Oregon 41.
再往南的奥勒冈州呢，来到41度。
So we are lucky. We are not the hottest place on earth.
换句话说，温哥华还不是最热的一个地方。
But already 34 degrees Celsius already make us suffer so much.
但是呢，大家都经历过前两天来到34度已经受不了了。
Personally, I've been to Africa.
那么我自己去过非洲。
I worked there for a few years.
那么在那边也工作了几年。
But since the time I moved to Vancouver, I forgot the weather there.
自从来到温哥华之后呢，已经忘记了非洲的那个炎热是什么样子。
For the last week, I feel like I was in Africa.
但是呢，上个礼拜让我觉得好像又回到了非洲一样。
I checked the weather. Indeed, it's true. For the last week, we are hotter than Africa most places.
那么事实上呢，我看了一下全世界的温度呢，我们这边确实比非洲还热。
Because this is extraordinary.
这可以说是非常特殊的。
Normally speaking, in this month.We should get an average temperature around 22, 25. It's normal.
按照记录指示呢，七月份在温哥华平均温度大概22-25。
But this heat wave really caught us by surprise.
但是这个热浪呢，真的让我们受不了了。
Many old people, many sick people, really suffering in the hospital or the sick bed.
那么很多老人家甚至以前就有生病的人，都觉得这几天真的要住院了。
So how do you spend on the past week?
所以上个礼拜大家不知道怎么样度过这炎热的夏天。
Stay in the shopping mall whole day, do not come out.
那么我听过有人说，整天待在这个购物中心里面有冷气。
Some go to the water, go to the swimming pool.
或是小朋友呢，就带着父母亲到游泳池去。
Drink a lot of water.
或喝很多的水解暑。
We still have a way to cope with it.
那么我们都有方法呢，来解决这个炎热的夏天。
Now, first talk about why the weather gets so hot nowadays.
我们既然谈到炎热的夏天，我们看看为什么天气变得这么热。
Of course, if you pay attention to the news, we know that now the world is really have a very big environmental impact.
大家都知道，新闻也常常在说，整个地球受到环境改变来到很大的影响。
Because we live in this world and the country, different countries, and we human beings keep producing too many carbon dioxide.
大家都知道，人类居住在这个地球上呢，许多国家、许多的人都产生出许许多的污染废气。
二氧化碳。These greenhouse gases, so called, make the earth really, really warm.
那么这种二氧化碳已经造成了所谓的绿色效应呢，让了整个地球变得非常的炎热。
Even though different countries are talking, negotiating how to cut back the gases, but no action is done because everybody's all the country is selfish. They don't want to cut themselves. They want to cut other people's.
虽然全世界各个大工业国家都在想说如何减低这二氧化碳的产生，但是大家都不从自己做起，反而要看对方先怎么做。
So they keep having meetings, keep having big talks.But nothing's done.
虽然这种环保的会议呢，一年举办不知多少次，但是呢，没有办法解决根本的问题。
And our weather is getting hotter.
但是我们所经历的却是天气越来越热。
We're getting hotter. We turn on more AC, more aircon, and more greenhouse gases.
那么既然热了，就觉得说要把冷气打开，开更多的这些器材出来，使得这个温室效应更加严重。
But the Bible tells us that the heat wave is closely related to the end time.
但是呢，我们都知道，在圣经告诉我们，这种炎热的天气跟世界末日来到有很大的关系。
If you think 34 degrees Celsius is too hot for you,
如果我们都觉得前几天的34度已经太热，受不了了。
Actually, you should prepare for more.
那么我们事实上要准备更热的天气了。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16.
我们请看启示录的16章。
Verse 8.
启示录第16章的第8节。
The book of Revelation chapter 16, verse 8 to 9.
启示录第十八章。 第十六章的第八到第九节，第四位天使把碗倒在日头上，叫日头能用火烤人。第九节，人被大热所烤，就亵渎那有权掌管这些灾的神的名，并不悔改，并归荣耀给神。
We know that in time that many things will happen.
我们都知道末日将近，所有事情都会发生。
There were seven trumpets.
那么这边说到有七支号。
And on the seventh trumpet, there will be seven bowls of calamity will be poured on earth.
七号呢，同时间就会有七碗的灾殃呢，要倒在这全世界。
And on the fourth bowl, when the bowl was poured on earth, something was happening.
在这边说到了第四个碗倒在世界上的时候，有事情要发生了。
It will be on the sun.
那么这个碗呢，要倒在日头上。
We know that all the heat come from the sun.
我们都知道天气的炎热最主要来源来自于太阳。
We the earth cannot survive.No life can survive without the sunlight.
我们都知道，在地球上呢，如果没有阳光的存在，没有一个生物可以存活。
But if the sun is too strong, the weather is too hot.
但是相反的，如果太阳太热，温度太高的话
，all the life will die.
相对的，所有的生物也因此而死亡。
Now at the end time.
那在末日的
，Here tell us one of the calamity disaster that God wants to strike the earth.
在这边末日到的时候，其中一样大灾殃，神要倒在这上面的。
God will make the sun extremely hot, even hotter than normal.
神要使得这日头呢，比平常更热。
Nowadays we say that the weather is hot, but only in terms of the area. For example, northwest of the continent.
比如说，我们今天说到说啊，哪一区很热？好像过去我们几天呢、啊，哎，西北角的这个大陆地区呢，都非常的炎热。
In Calgary, I heard that it's only 18 degrees, 15 degrees, so cold.
啊，我听说在卡加利呢，上个礼拜只有18度，哎呀，非常凉爽。
But at the end time, the sun will be so strong.
但是呢，在末日呢，太阳要非常的强烈。
Everyone living on earth will be affected.
每一个在日头下的人都要被影响到。
We know that the sun gives energy, gives the heat because of its nuclear reaction inside the sun.
我们都知道日头会发光、会发热，是因为它原子能产生的变化产生的热跟冷
核反应。The most power comes from nuclear reaction.
那么最大的能量来自于它之中的核反应。
Today we the human being we try to copy this nuclear reaction so that we make the nuclear energy plan.
所以今天的人类呢，想要试着来制造相同样的核反应呢，所以有核子弹头的产生，
核电厂
的产生。
However, if the nuclear reaction is out of control,
所以如果核能失去了控制
，too much energy is released.
所以会发现更多的核能呢，更多的能量被释放出来。那么这样的超能量释放出来的时候，造成的是灾殃而已。
Now, who is controlling the sun?
所以今天我们看谁到底是控制这太阳呢
？Who is controlling the nuclear reaction inside?
谁到底控制这日头里面的核能呢
？Actually, it's God.
也就是神自己。
But at the end time.
但是在最末日
，God will make the sun even hotter.
神要使得这日头呢更炎热。
So there's nothing to do with greenhouse gases or environmental impact.
换句话，也跟我们刚才所提到的所谓的温室效应没有太大直接的关系。
God will make the sun so hot.
因为神要让这个日头呢更炎热。
Because the world has sinned against God so much.
原因是因为这个世界已经得罪了神。
God wants the people in the world to repent.
神要在世界上的人呢，能够向他悔改。
But the people won't repent.
但是他们不会悔改。
They will curse God. They're blasphemous against God.
他们这里说到，甚至要亵渎那个神的名。
So this is how the heart of the people nowadays.
所以今天我们看到，这是人心多么的坚硬的地方。
So we know that 34 degrees is nothing compared to the end time.
所以我们这边看完了，就知道说34度其实跟末日的那种温度不能比的。
But in chapter 8 verse 12 tells us something very interesting.
但是第八章第十二节告诉我们更有趣的一个事情。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
第八章第十二节，第四位天使吹号，日头的三分之一，月亮的三分之一，星辰的三分之一都被击打，以致日月星的三分之一黑暗了，白昼的三分之一没有光，黑夜也是这样。
We know that before that, the seven bowls, actually the four trumpets, something was going to happen too.
这里说到说，在七碗之前，第四个号角吹的时候，有事情要发生。
The sun will also be affected.
这里说到日头一样被影响
，but not too hot.
太阳这次被影响呢，是不是太炎热
？One third of its energy will be blocked out.
反而是说，这个太阳三分之一的能量要被消失了。
The world will be so dark.
然后全世界要变成黑暗了。
Wow, we know that one week before the heat wave.
我们都知道呢，在这个热浪来的前一周
，We know that in Asia, everybody is so happy trying to see the solar eclipse.
那大家都看到新闻说到说，在亚洲人大家都享受那个太阳日食的现象。
In the middle of the day,
那么就在这日正当中的时候
，Suddenly the solar eclipse come.
啊，突然间日全食。
Suddenly become dark.
那全在那个时候，在那个地方全部都变黑色。
The weather cool down.
那么天那个温度也下降了。
It's only for 1 or 2 hours.
大概一到三个小时吧。
However, at the end time.
但是在末日呢
？Go strike the sun, go strike the moon, so that the light will be reduced.
神要击打那日头，击打那月亮，所以那个能量还有那个热度要降低。
And then the seventh bowl tell us the sun will be too hot again.
然后在第七碗又在七碗里面的第四碗又说。日头要变得更炎热。
So in order the more we approach the end time, the more irregularity, the more extraordinary things will happen in the nature.
所以从这边我们可以下一个很简单的结论：越接近末日的时候呢，这个天气天象呢会越来越不寻常。
How can we human beings to boast about ourselves?
那么今天我们生活在这天象底下的人类，怎么样吹嘘自己多行呢
？We cannot even change the weather.
我们甚至连天气的温度都改变不了。
For example, your room is so hot nowadays.
那我们看今天这么热。
Yeah, maybe you can put on AC so that the room cool down a little bit.
也许我们在这个房间里面觉得说，哎，开个冷气让自己凉快一下。
But even you put on AC, you cannot change the temperature too much.
但是就算我们把冷气打开，能够降多少温呢
？We have AC here.
我们在现场也有冷气啊。
But we're still hot.
但是我们自己坐在这边还是觉得很热。
We cannot even change the weather outside.
我们没有办法对外面的天气做什么事情。
We human being is nothing.
所以我们人类其实是没什么的。
But we prepare. We should be prepared. At the end time come, the weather, everything will change so much.
但是我们必须要准备好天气，在世界末日的时候将要做巨大改变。
Now let's talk about spiritual perspective of the heat wave.
那今天我们反过来要看看，在属灵上面我们遇到热浪是什么样子。
What can heat wave represent?
那么这个热浪在我们属灵生活上代表了什么呢
？We know heat is from the scorching sun, very strong.
我们刚才都提到，这个热来自这个太阳的强烈。
Many things can die without water.
那么很多事情在这个强烈的日照之下，没有水会死的。
Things can be dry up.
每一样东西会因为枯干了。
The land can be parched, can be broken.
我们看到这样的土地呢，就不能够再种植，甚至干裂了。
2 weeks ago, my neighbor gave me a strawberry and had me to plant it in my garden.
两个礼拜前，我的邻居呢给了我一些这个草莓的种子呢，让我种在我的花园。
Not even seed, it's actually a plant, have a leaves on it.
不只是种子，而且是已经长得差不多的，让我能够种在花园。
Told me put it in the garden, maybe soon after you enjoy strawberry.
他说很简单，你把这个放在你的花园里面呢，很快你就可以享受这美食啊。
Oh, okay, then I put it out there.
那么我就赶紧挖个洞放进去。
And then the heat wave come.
然后热浪来了。
Yesterday when I go out to check.
昨天下午呢，我出去再看看我那个草莓。
It's die already.
已经死了。
Before I can enjoy the first strawberry, it's die already.
换句话呢，一颗都还没有吃到，它就被晒死了。
All the leaves bowing to me.
那我看到所有的叶子呢，都已经枯干了，垂下来了。
Poor little strawberry.
我们觉得哎呀，好可怜呢。
Die under the heat wave.
那么在这热浪当中，它就是个牺牲品了。
So sun or the heat wave can represent testing.Or trials or difficult times in your life.
所以在我们的属灵生活里面，这种热浪来到的时候，就好像在我们在生活在属灵上面遇到的困难跟逼迫。
Because when there's no, when the sun is too strong.
因为呢，当太阳太热烈的时候。
When the weather is too dry.
当这天气太干燥了。
Things will die down.
所有的东西都会枯干了。
Especially when the weather is prolonged period of heat wave.
特别是这个热浪呢持续不断的话。
We will even have famine.
那么甚至会造成所谓的干旱、旱灾出现，所以饥荒出现
，no food，
没有吃的了
，and then no water to drink，
然后没有喝的了
，and people will die，
那么人就会死的。
Let's turn to a story，
我们看一个故事
，First King chapter 18，
我们请看列王记上十八章
，First King chapter 17，
列王第十七章
，chapter 17 verse 1，
列王记上第十七章的第一节。实际上第一节基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说我指着所侍奉永生神以色列的神起誓这几年我若不祷告必不降露不下雨
Here tell us, there's a prolonged period of drought and heat wave and there's no rain
在这里已经说明了会有一段时间出现干旱不再下雨了
Why?
为什么
Because God wants to use the heat wave to punish the wicked king Ahab
因为呢神要用这种热气这种热浪呢能够警告这个或是处罚亚哈王
King Ahab keep sinning against God and the people of Israel kept worshipping the idols
那么亚哈王一直每一天做得罪神的事情，让以色列民继续敬拜他的偶像。
So God is not happy with them.
所以神当然不喜悦了。
Use the drought, use the heat wave to attack them.
用这种热浪，用这种干旱呢，来惩罚他们。
So what happened?
所以我们翻紧接下来看。
After a long time.
一段时间过去了。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
十八章的第一节，过了许久，到了第三年，神的话临到以利亚说：“你去，使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。”
Verse 2.
第二节，以利亚就去，要使亚哈得见他。那时，撒玛利亚有大饥荒。
You see, 3 years without rain.
我们看到三年之后的干旱呢
？3 years without a drop of rain.
三年没有任何一滴雨下来。
Heat wave.
我们就看到热量、热浪。
All the things die in the country almost.
所有东西、所有植物呢，都死掉了。
There's no grass.
没有草。
The animals are dying because there's no water.
既然没有草、没有水呢，这些养的这些动物们都死了。
So heat wave can represent a really tough time, really tough period in our life.
所以这种热浪可以代表了在我们生活当中遇到最困难的时节。
Can represent maybe we lose our health.
比如说，可以代表我们在生活上失去了健康。
It used to be so healthy.
也许我们过去一直都很健康，
But suddenly you're bound to the hospital bed.
但是有一天我们却住在医院的病床上。
Usually you can do anything by yourself.
通常呢，以前呢，我都可以做很多的事情。
But now you have to wait for other people to serve you.
但今天呢，我呢却要等人家来帮我才能够做事情。
This is a heat wave.
这就是人身上热浪。
It can also represent failure in our life.
那么这也可以，热浪也代表了我们在生活上遇到了失败。
Maybe in the past your career is so smooth.
也许在过去我的职业一帆风顺
，earning a lot of money，
赚了许多的钱
，people respecting you so much，
那么大家在社会上都尊敬你
，but suddenly your career collapse，
但今天有一天突然间，我们的职业呢就这样不见了，我们的工作不见了
，failure，
我们失败了
，or maybe got laid off，
也许被裁员了
，having difficulties financially，
也许在经济上遇到极大的困难了
，this also can be another kind of heat wave，
这也就在我们生活上产生了另一道的热浪
，especially if nowadays the financial crisis。
特别是现在的金融风暴
，many people lose money, many people lose their jobs.
有人在这个风暴底下失了工作，失了钱。
So really uncertainty about the future.
换句话，在生活当中，在未来是没有保障的。
The heat wave can also represent your family problem.
这个热浪也代表了在家庭遇到的困难。
Some people they are healthy.
有的人很健康。
Some people they are wealthy.
有的人很有钱。
But they are not happy.
但是他们不快乐。
Because the family is not giving them happiness.
原因是在家里面找不到家庭的欢乐。
Husband and wife are not in peace.
也许夫妻两个永远不平安。
Maybe the children giving them headache.
也许是他们小孩让他们头痛。
So no matter what kind of thing we are facing.
所以今天不论我们遇到什么样的困难。
Once in a while in our lifetime we encounter heat wave.
所以在我们的生活当中，多多少少一次两次都会碰到这巨大的热浪。
Especially during the tough time in our life.
尤其是在我们生活最困难的当中。
So what should we do when we face this heat wave?
所以今天我们要反过来问问自己，那在生活上遇到热浪的时候该怎么办呢
？Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17.
我们请看耶利米书第十七章。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17.
耶利米书第十七章。
Verse 7-8.
第七到八节，耶利米书十七章第七节，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。第八节，他必像树栽于水旁。在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
So please underline these two verses in the Bible. It's very, very encouraging.
啊，请大家拿出笔来，把这两行画起来，非常有鼓励性。
This is to tell you the secret on how to encounter, how to face the heat wave in your life.
所以这也就告诉我们一个面对人生炎热热浪来到的时候该怎么办。
First.Verse 7 tells us.
第七节告诉我们
，Those who trust in the Lord shall be blessed.
凡是依靠神耶和华的都要有福。
We the Christian, the children of God, should have one very important concept.
今天我们身为神的儿女，必须要一个很重要的观念。
We should trust in the Lord.
我们必须要能够信靠神。
The Bible never promised us after you believe in Christ there will be no crisis in your life.
圣经从头到尾。从来没有告诉我们信主之后神答应我们一帆风顺。
The Bible never promised after you baptize you have no cancer, your cancer will be healed.
神从来没有答应我们，圣经里面告诉我们说洗礼之后你就不会生病了。
The Bible never promised after you believe in Christ your career will be so smooth, you will not encounter problem.
圣经也没有告诉我们在我们信主之后我们的事业也是一帆风顺呢，绝对不会裁员的。
Or your family having no problem at all.
或是我们的家庭因为信主之后就源源圆满满了。
The Bible never say this.
圣经里面从来没有告诉我们这些。
But the Bible promised us another aspect.
但是圣经却在另外一方面给我们应许。
You will have heat wave.
是的，我们会遇到那热浪。
But when you are facing the heat wave, who shall you be trusting yourself to?
当我们遇到炎热的热浪来的时候，我们今天要靠谁呢？
When you feel very hot, what can you do?
今天我们感觉到很炎热的时候，我们该怎么办呢？
You can only drink water. You can go to the place where it's cold.
是的，我们也许泡在水里喝几杯水，让自己凉快凉快。
You cannot rely on yourself.
但是我们不可以靠着我们自己来解决这热浪。
You cannot say, "Oh, I think myself, I'm very comfortable now, and I'll be comfortable."
我没有办法坐在这边想说，哎，我觉得很凉快、很舒服，所以就凉快了。
You cannot say, "Oh, I'm not thirsty now, I'm not thirsty."
我不可以告诉自己说我已经不渴了，所以就不渴了。
When you are heated, when you are thirsty, you need something outside to help you cool down.
啊，今天我们都知道热浪来了，跟炎热的时候呢，渴的时候就要喝水了。
So when we face difficulties,
所以当我们遇到困难。
Trust in the law.
我们必须要以神为可靠的。
This is the key point. Trust in the law.
要以神为可靠，这是最重要的一点。
When you lose your health, trust in the law.
当我们失去健康的时候，我们要能够信靠神。
When you lose your job, trust in the law.
今天我们失去工作的时候，我们还是要信靠神。
When you pray to God, trust in the law.
今天我们跪下来祷告的时候，就要信靠神。
Last week during the Truth Seeker Fellowship, there was a sister that ran testimony.
那上礼拜呢，在这个福音联谊会里面呢，有一个姐妹做见证。
There was a sister who lost her job.
这个姐妹呢，在她的工作当中已经失去工作了。
She's the only breadwinner in her family.
她事实上是全家唯一经济来源。
No other people support him.
没有人可以支援她在经济方面。
There's a daughter to feed.
那么她有小孩要养。
Rent to pay.
那么她必须要交房租。
Now no job.
那么现在面临是失业。
Even though you can apply for EI, but how long will it take for the EI to come down?
是的，可以申请一些救济金，但是要救济多久呢
？EI is not enough to survive.
而且这救济金没有办法活命的。
What should she do?
那她该怎么办
？But she prayed to God.
但是她反过来向神祷告。
She knows that I can only trust in the Lord.
她知道只有在祷告当中要信靠神。
God is the one who can help me.
因为神是唯一可以帮助我度过难关的。
Miraculously,
很奇妙的。
After a few weeks.
几个礼拜之后
，God blessed her with another job.
那么神就祝福她，让她有一个很好的工作。
Because we know that in the financial crisis, it's so difficult to find jobs.
我们今天都知道，在这金融风暴当中很难找工作。
But if God is helping you,
但是如果神出手了
，Nothing is impossible.
没有一件事情是办不到的。
So as a Christian, every time we face crisis,
所以今天我们基督徒在生活上常常会遇到困难。
It is a good thing for us remind us to think about God.
那么遇到困难是让我们想到神最好的时机。
When we are successful, we know nothing about God.
今天如果我们成功，一切是一帆风顺的时候，我们想不到神。
When we are healthy, we know nothing about God.
当我们很健康身体的时候，我们想不到神。
When we are everything, we know nothing about God too much.
当我们不缺任何东西的时候，我们不担心神在干什么。
But now when heat wave come,
但是今天热浪来了。
Good, we can think about God.
这是一个好时机，让我们重新回想神。
Think about our relationship with Him.
我们重新想一想，我们与神的关系如何
？We examine ourselves.
重新来检视自己。
So look at this verse, these two verses.
所以我们看回到这两节。
Verse 8,
第八节，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
How can we encounter the heat wave?
我们怎么样来应付这热浪呢
？Here the Bible compare every member's spiritual life to a tree.
今天我们看到圣经当中将每一位信徒属灵的生活比喻成树一样。
Think about this. Everyone is a tree. You are a tree.
我们想一想，如果自己是一棵树
，How healthy is this tree?
那我们要想想了，那我这棵树健不健康
？Under the heat wave.
在这个炎热来到
，The only wave to survive is water.
那么，唯一能够在这炎热当中活下来的就是喝水。
Today newspaper tell us.
今天新闻告诉我们。
Two days ago, July 30.
两天前，也就是7月30号。
We Vancouver people, we broke the record of using the most water in one day.
好，温哥华所有的人口呢，已经创造另外一个记录了，也就是当天用水量最大的记录。
Guess how much we used that day?
大家知不知道七月三十，温哥华人到底用了多少水
？We used 2 billion liters of water.
我们用了2020亿
公升
的水。
Everybody is watering the garden crazy.
换句话，每一个人都用水来解决所有炎热的问题。
Everybody is drinking water like crazy.
每一个人喝很多的水。
That's the only way to survive.
因为水是唯一在热浪当中可以活命的。
I think most of us have gathered. You look at a tree. You have to pour a lot of water to it, otherwise you die.
大家知道，我们家里面都有这个树。都要浇水了，要不然他们就死了。
But we know that in the nature, not all the place can have automatic sprinkler.
但是我们知道自然界不是每一个地方都有所谓自动洒水系统啊。
If there's no rain, the tree will die.
如果没有雨下来，这个树就要死了。
But there's one way to counter the drought and the heat wave.
但是有其中有一个方法呢，让我们能够应对这个炎热来到。
You have to plant your tree near the river.
我们必须要将这个树栽在水边。
Now, this is very important.
很重要了。
You have to change your environment.
换句话，我们必须要事先改变自己的环境。
You are a tree.
我们是一棵树。
Our spiritual life is a tree.
我们的属灵生活就像一棵树。
You cannot survive by yourself.
我们是一棵树，但是不能够自己生活。
Where you plant the tree will determine where and how big this tree can grow.
自己不能生活的情况之下，要看我们这棵树要栽在哪里就能够活下来。
If this tree is near the water,
如果这棵树栽在水边，
哇 ，Look at the Bible describe. They'll fear no heat.
我们看看这里告诉我们结果是什么。热浪来到，并不惧怕了。
Doesn't matter, even though you're 40 degrees outside.
那么就算是外面40度了。
Even you're 50 degrees outside.
就算外面已经50度了。
Even though 1 year no rain.
就算是一年不下雨了。
I don't care.
我不担心的。
I'm not afraid.
我不惧怕的。
Why?
为什么？
Because I'm beside the river.
因为我就栽在那水旁啊。
Because I can absorb the water from the river.
因为靠着根基呢，我可以吸收水分。
That's why you see the riverside, the trees are so green, are so healthy.
所以我们大家都知道了，河边的，你看河边那些树都非常的健康。
So we have to plant our tree near the water.
所以我们必须要将我们这棵树呢栽在那水边。
Now what does it mean plant our tree beside the water?
既然这里说栽在水边，那到底是什么意思啊
？The first meaning.
第一个。
It means we always think about the word of God in our tough time in our life.
换句话，在我们困难的时候呢，我们要常常想到神的话。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 1.
我们请看诗篇第一篇。
The book of Psalm, chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
Verse 2-3.
诗篇的第一篇，第二节，第三节。诗篇
Psalm, chapter 1, verse 2-3.
诗篇第一篇，第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法。昼夜思想，这人变为有福。第二节，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Here the Bible uses the same analogy to compare to the godly man. Why their spiritual life can be so strong and edifying?
啊，在这边呢，神用这样的话语来形容一个信神的人是多么在生活上多么的好。
Verse 3 tells us it's just like a tree planted beside a stream.
第三节告诉我们，它就像一棵树呢，栽在溪旁。
We know in the desert, even though the desert is so dry,
我们都知道在沙漠里面是非常干旱的。
There's always oasis.
但是总是有绿洲。
And in oasis, there's always tree.
那这个绿洲里面，我们就发现有一些树。
Why the tree can survive there?
为什么这些树可以在这个干旱的沙漠里活下来
？Well, there's no tree in the rest of the desert.
那么在其他的干旱地方，在沙漠当中找不到半棵树呢
？Because the tree is near the water.
原因是因为这棵树就在那绿洲上面。
Then why some Christian, when they face tough situations, they'll die down spiritually?
所以为什么我们今天看到一些基督徒在他遇到困难的时候，他就好像死了一样
？They no more believe.
因为他们不再信了。
No more continue the faith.
不再有信仰了。
But some Christian, even though face tough time.
但是有些基督徒，当他们遇到生活上困难的时候
，the hotter the weather, the stronger they become.
我们看到他会能够经历越热的天气，他的信仰就越好。
The answer is on verse 2.
那么他的答案就在第二节。
Because he loved the law of the Almighty God.
原因是因为他喜爱神的律法。
He pondered it day and night.
不但是喜爱，而且是昼夜思想。
This is the secret.
这是一个秘诀。
The word of God is water.
换句话，神的话就像水一样。
And how much water are you taking every week?
所以今天我们想想，每个礼拜我们喝多少水啊？
This is saying that every day you need to drink 8 cup of water.
大家都知道了，以健康的常识来讲，每个人要喝八大杯，每一天。
And when it's hotter, you drink more.
当太阳越厉害，热一热的时候，要喝更多。
Just like the tree outside, if the sun is stronger, you bring more water.
所以换句话，就好像我们花园里面的树一样，天气越热，浇越多水。
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
When we face difficulty in our life.
今天在我们生活上遇到困难了。
What we need more is the word of God.
我们到底需要什么？我们更需要更多的神的话。
There was a brother testify for me.
那么有一个弟兄做这么见证。
When he was in the army.
当他在当兵的时候。
In Taiwan.
那在台湾了。
We know that in Taiwan, all the males have to go through conscription to mark army service.
啊，我们都知道在台湾呢，所有的男生呢，到一定年纪呢，都必须要当兵的。
We know that in the army is a big training.
在既然当兵就是一个很严格的训练。
Because people may bully you.
因为人家也许会欺负你啊。
The officer have a high demand physically.
啊，也许一些长官就要求你做一些你平常做不到的事情啊。
You're very lonely, far from home.
那因为你已经离家了，所以感觉到很寂寞。
You cannot go to church every week, every Sabbath like before.
因为你在营中，所以没有办法像以前每个礼拜六到教会去聚会了。
So suddenly, his faith faced a big challenge.
所以在他的在军中生活里面，他的信仰受到极大的挑战。
Every day of the exercise, training so much.
每一天在精神在这个体力上要受极大的挑战。
But he bring his Bible along.
但是呢，他带着圣经。
Whenever he has time.
当他一有时间。
Whenever he has a break.
当他一有空的时候。
He sit under the tree.
他就坐在树下。
When other people are joking, doing nonsense, smoking.
那他看到其他的弟兄们，也许这个部队里面大家在那边打闹了。
Don't want to join them.
那么他绝对不跟他们一起打闹啊。
Small Bible.
他带着一本小小的圣经。
Open it.
然后打开来。
Read the Bible.
在树底下看圣经。
He read it. He feel that water, just like the water, really soften, really gives strength to his heart.
啊，让他感觉到在那段时间里面，神的话呢，就好像水一样滋润他。
The more he read it,
他读的更多。
The more he like it,
他就越喜爱。
The more he feel the nutrients.Of the word of God coming to his life.
他读的越多，越喜爱之后，他就越觉得神的话好像营养一样滋润他。
Now, here tell us to ponder it day and night.
这里告诉我们有一个方法，也就是昼夜思想。
Of course, you don't have to bring a Bible every day, everywhere.
当然，我们不是叫大家带着圣经到处乱走啊。
Of course, you can do it if you want.
是的，如果我们大家有一本携带方面的圣经，当然可以这么做。
But the key point is, do we ponder the word of God day and night?
但是重点在这边一个。重点了，夜昼夜，我们是不是昼夜思想神的
话？The more you think about it,
我们想的更多，思想的更多。
The more you get from it,
那么我们在这思想当中就能够得取利益更多。
Sometimes members ask the preachers or the sermon speaker.
有时候呢，有些信徒会问传道了，或是一些讲道者。
Preacher, how do you prepare? How long does it take for you to prepare a sermon?
有些人会问说，哎，上台讲道到底要准备多久啊
？One hour?
一个小时吗
？Two hours?
两个小时吗？
3 hours,
或是三个小时准备。
How long did it take you?
那么到底要花多少时间？你要准备一篇讲稿。
Actually, we know that if you have to speak a sermon,
我们都知道，如果已经轮到你讲道了。
Sometimes we start worrying 1 week ahead.
也许我们一个礼拜呢，就要担心，哎，下个礼拜我要讲道。
Some member worry 1 month ahead.
甚至有的人要担心一个月，想说下个月就轮到我讲道了。
For the whole week, I've been thinking, what should I say in the Sabbath day?
那么也许整个礼拜都在想说，哎呀，安息要讲什么
？What should I say?
想说要该说什么呢
？When I read the Bible, I think, what does it mean?
那么有时候打开圣经看看这神的话呢，到底代表什么意思
？And then the water slowly absorb.
然后我就感觉到说这个水呢，渐渐的被吸收起来。
So today, brother and sister.
所以今天呢，也是一。
How often do you think and ponder about the word of God?
所以弟兄姐妹要问问自己了，我们到底多少时间花在思想神的话？
Why sometimes we feel we are dry spiritually?
为什么我们在属灵上面感觉到自己很干枯了？
Because sometimes we don't have enough water.
原因就是因为呢，我们喝的水不够多。
It's not that we don't drink at all.
不是说我们完全不喝。
We drink. We listen to the sermon when we come here.
是的，我们来到这边聚会听道理也是算喝水。
But we don't have the habit of reading our own Bible.
很可惜的，回到家里面，在日常生活里面却没有读经的习惯。
So that when we need the word of God, we don't know how to find it.
所以今天我们需要从神的话里面找到那字眼，但是我们找不到。
So maybe we can start really to think about reading the Bible at home.
也许我们在现在开始要想想在家里面养成读经的习惯。
The more you read it, the more you feel satisfied in your heart.
因为我们都知道呢，读的越多，感觉到心里面越满越充足。
We know that the heat wave like this.
我们都知道炎热像这样。
The stronger the heat.
那么炎热越热的话
，You help the plant to draw out more water.
那么这个树就会吸更多的水。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
If you face difficulties.
今天我们遇到困难。
If you lose your job.
如果我们失业了。
What should you do?
我们该做什么
？Keep reading the Bible.
我们要继续的读经。
How God promise you, if you rely on Him, God will give you strength.
从神的话里面告诉我们，我们如何信靠他，要在当中得能力。
God will prepare for you. The more you read, the more your faith will become.
因为我们读的更多，发现越多，神的话会越安慰我们。
When you're facing sickness.
今天我们如果遇到生病了。
Read the Bible.
读圣经了。
The Bible strengthens your heart.
因为圣经里面会让我们重新得力啊。
When you're lonely,
当我们觉得寂寞了
，Read the Bible，
读圣经啊。
The Bible tell you how God is guiding you。
因为圣经会告诉我们说，神要如何在这寂寞当中带领我们。
When you're in temptation，
今天我们如果遇到试探
，Read the Bible，
要读圣经了。
The Bible give you strength to overcome temptation。
因为从读圣经里面，要让我们知道如何克服那试探。
So where is your tree？
所以今天我们这棵树要种在哪里？
Of course, besides the water.
当然要在水边了。
Secondly, the water refers to the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这个水呢，代表的是圣灵。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
我们请看约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音第七章三十七节，第三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Here Jesus tells us, whoever is thirsty can come to me.
这里说到了，凡是口渴的可以来到我这里。
Why?
为什么
？Verse 38.
三十八节。
Who believe in me, spring from living water from his belly.
这里说到了，信耶稣的人呢，要从腹中流出活水和江河。
This is referring to the Holy Spirit.
这就是告诉我们，那代表的是圣灵。
What does the difference between a cup of water than a river or stream?
今天我们谈到水，我们说一杯水跟活水江河什么不一样
？One cup of water after drink it is gone, no more.
一杯水喝了就没了。
But the stream is keep coming.
但是如果是江河，活水的江河呢
？Even though you keep drawing the water, it's still there.
活水的江河，也就是取之不尽、用不竭的水。
This is Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
Our Holy Spirit just like stream of living water.
今天我们看到我们的圣灵就好像活水的江河一样。
But we have to take the water.
我们必须要拿这个水起来。
We have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要在圣灵里面祷告。
Sometimes we have Holy Spirit.
有时候我们是得圣灵了。
But we do not really pray in deep in the Holy Spirit.
很可惜，我们很多人并不是在圣灵里面，在灵里面深入的祷告。
Maybe our life is so busy every day.
也许我们的生活忙碌了。
We cannot even find 5 minutes to pray at home.
我们没有办法找到五分钟静下来祷告的时间。
Oh, then after a whole week, we feel so dry.
所以在一个礼拜之后，我们觉得自己很干，枯干了。
Physically so tired.
也许体力上不行了。
But another brother and sister testify for me.
但是另外一个弟兄告诉我
，When they face difficulty in their life,
当他遇到生活困难的时候
，also lose the job.
虽然是失业了
，husband and wife kneel down to pray。
那么夫妻里面，夫妻一起跪下来祷告。
Every day pray half an hour。
每一天为这样的事情祷告半小时。
He testified, he was not worried, nobody didn't know why。
那他会觉得，他突然他告诉我说，在那一段生活里面，他不担心呢。
Usually when you lose a job, you worry so much。
当我们都知道面对失业是非常让人家担心的事。
But the husband and wife pray together。
但是夫妻俩一起跪下祷告。
Holy Spirit fill them。
那么圣灵充满他们。
They don't worry。
他们不担心了。
They know that God will guide them。
他们知道神在后面帮他们了。
And draw closer to the church.
甚至更拉他们更靠近教会。
Later, God bless them with another job.
那么到最后呢，神真的祝福他们另外一个好工作。
We hear so many testimony.
今天我们听到许许多类似的见证。
A member when they lose their health.
当我们信徒不健康了，生病了。
They pray more.
他们祷告更多。
God give them strength.
那么神因此借由这样子给他们更多能力。
So we have the Holy Spirit. We have the river inside.
所以今天我们既然有圣灵，我们有这个活水在里面。
Do we draw the water? Do we pray a lot? Ask God to guide us.
今天有这个活水在里面，我们是不是真的去舀它出来，让神来带领我们
？So where is the water?
所以今天水在哪里
？Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
我们请看以西结书四十七章。
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章
，verse 12.
以西结书四十七章十二节，第十二节，在河这边和那边的岸上。必生长各类的树木，其果可做食物，叶子不枯干，果子不绝断，每月必结出新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。
Here the Bible tells us the same analogy about the river giving life.
在这里告诉我们，再一次说到水能够提供生命。
Wherever this river, wherever this life.
我们看到水在哪里，生命就在哪里。
Here tells us this river giving life.
这里说到这个水呢，能够提供生长的能量。
On both sides, there's so many trees.
而且是河的两边都有树。
So many food, so many fruits.
有许多的水果可以摘。
Every month, keep bearing fruits.
而且这里说到每一个月都结新果。
But where is that river coming from?
重点，这个水从哪里流出来
？Here tells us verse 12.
十二节这里说到。
This river coming from the sanctuary.
这里说到这水是从圣所流出来的。
This is the sources of the river.
换句话，这就是水的源头啊。
We know that river is very strong, a lot of water.
我们都知道水，我们看到的时候，河里的水是很急的。
But where does the water come from?
但这些大水从哪里来呢
？It's always a single source.
不管再大的水，都有那水的源头。
Without the source, without the water, without the river.
水没有源头的话，看不到河的。
Even the water is very big.
也许这条河非常的宽大。
but maybe the source is very small.
可是我们追溯到源头，这个水源地可能一点点而已。
But still, without the source, there's no river.
相对的，没有水源的源头是没有大河的存在。
So where is the source of this living water, living river?
所以今天我们要寻找那大水流出来的地方的源头在哪里？
Is from the sanctuary.
这里告诉我们是从圣所流出啊。
Is from the church.
是从教会流出啊。
Is from the house of God.
是从神的家里流出啊。
This is a very, very simple fact.
这是一个很简单的事实。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
our spiritual life is closely related to how often we attend church.
今天我们的属灵生活事实上好跟不好，跟我们参加聚会的关系有很大关系。
Yes, of course, our faith is in the heart.
是的，我们的信仰，我们的信心在心里面。
God look at our heart.
神看我们的心。
We responsible for Him directly.
事实上，我们跟神有直接相对关系。
But how did God raise us up?
但是神如何来让我们成长呢？
How did we get nourished from the river?
在这长统当中，我们从如何从河中得到营养呢？
Is from the sanctuary, from the church.
必须要从河的源头，也就是圣所里面、教会里面得着。
If our spiritual life is very active,
如果今天我们属灵生活非常的活跃，
it is because we draw close to the church.
原因是因为呢，我们把自己呢拉靠近教会了。
We love to come for service.
我们喜欢来聚会。
We love to come here to pray.
我们喜欢来教会祷告。
We love to hear the sermon.
我们喜欢来教会听道理。
We love to serve God.
我们喜欢来服侍神。
You're close to the river.
因此我们很靠近这个河。
This river is from the sanctuary.
那么这条河的源头是从圣所来的。
But if we are far from the church,
今天如果我们离教会太远了，
we cannot or we do not want to come for service,
我们也许不想来教会聚会了，
or we are too busy to come for service,
或是我们太忙了没有办法来教会，
or we come less and less for service,
或是在我们的生活当中越来越少来到教会，
we are more and more far from that river.
换句话，我们这棵树就越来越离水源地更远了。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 27.
希伯来书第十章二十七节。
Chapter 10, verse 24. Sorry, 24.
希伯来书第十章第四节。希伯来书第十章二十四节。二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心。勉励行善。二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日近了，将近，就更当如此。
Here the Bible encourages do not stop meeting each other.
这里说到说我们不可以停止聚会啊。
Why?
为什么？
Because if we stop coming for service, it will become a habit.
一旦停止聚会以后，这个停止会变成一个习惯。
Now, everything we are ruled by habits.
我们在生活当中很多事情是有习惯养成，
whether it's good habit or bad habits，
只是说好的习惯、坏的习惯而已。
For example, if you have a habit to be punctual, you'll always be punctual.
如果我们今天有一个准时的习惯呢，我们去哪里都会准时。
If you have a habit to eat breakfast, you eat breakfast every day.
今天我们有吃早餐的习惯呢，每一天都会觉得哎要吃顿早餐。
Oh, this is practice is our habit.
那么这就是生活出现的一些习惯。
After we believe in Christ, we meet together, we service.
今天我们信主之后呢，我们都会一起聚集来聚会。
But if you stop having service,
但是如果停止了，
it'll become a habit.
这个停止会变习惯了。
After it become a habit.
一旦变成了一个习惯，
it's very hard to reverse it.
换句话，很难把这个习惯再改掉。
When I was in another country, I visited some member.
当我在其他国家呢，访问一些信徒。
They live very far from the church.
他们距离教会很远。
I visited them.
我去访问他们。
They tell me, Pastor.
他们告诉我传道啊。
When I first come to this country.
当我第一次搬到这个国家的时候。
Every day I cry.
每一天我真的哭啊。
I said, cry for what?
我说你哭什么？
I cry, I cannot come to church.
我哭的是因为说我没有办法。去教会。
When I was in China, I go to church every two times, three times a week.
那么当我在国内的时候呢，我每天每个礼拜上教会两到三次。
I live in this place so far, I cannot come to the church.
现在我搬来这个地方呢，我距离教会这么远，我去不了。
I cannot come for Sabbath service.
我没有办法安息日聚会了。
I feel so painful in my heart.
那么他觉得心里很痛苦啊。
And I ask her then, afterwards, what happened?
我问他那过了一段时间呢？
哎 ，After three months, I never cry.
他说三个礼拜之后，三个月之后我不再哭了。
And then after six months,
六个月之后呢
？When I think I come to church, it's very trouble.
六个月之后，我觉得再去教会好像很麻烦呢。
Because I have to drive 300 kilometers.
因为我要开300多公里耶。
So see the hearts change slowly, slowly.
所以我们看到这个心会渐渐因为生活改变而改变。
If you stop coming to church,
如果今天我们开始了停止聚会
，coming less and less,
我们渐渐的远离教会
，become a habit,
会变成一个习惯
，and then we become far and far from the river.
这个习惯会让我们在生活当中越来越距离这个河越来越远了。
You see, the plant is not like animal.
因为植物不像动物。
The plant will not die overnight.
那么植物不会说一夜就死掉。
Usually, it takes long for the plant to die.
让一个植物要死掉，必须要花一段长时间的。
Especially without water, it takes long.
特别是如果缺水的话。
Take a few days, take a week, take a two.
缺水对植物来说，可以说也许一天，也许要一个礼拜，也许要几个月。
But eventually, it will die.
但是重点，一旦缺水，最后这个植物一定必死无疑。
So we should not be far from the church.
所以今天呢，我们不可以离教会太远了。
If you live far from the church, you be very careful. Strip yourself, force yourself have to come once in a while.
所以今天，如果我们在距离上已经住离教会比较远的，我们必须要强迫自己一定要来教会。
No matter how hard it is, you have to force yourself.
在我们生活当中，不论是再困难，开得再远，都要强迫自己来教会。
And if near the church, of course, we have no excuse. You should come near the river.
如果今天我们就住在教会附近的话，当然我们要常常靠近这水源了。
Sometimes I think we live in a very blessed world.
我有时候想说，我们住的地方真的是很美好的地方。
God bless almost most family have cars.
今天神祝福我们每一家几乎都有车子。
More than one car even.
甚至有人超过一台。
Sit on the car.
那么坐在车里面。
Turn it on.
那么开车。
Turn on the AC.
那么打开冷气。
Turn on the music.
打开音乐。
And we drive here.
然后我们礼拜六早上就可以慢慢的开来教会。
So comfortable.
又很舒服。
God really bless our life.
真的，神在我们生活上面祝福很多的。
So we should draw close to Him.
所以我们相对的就要更亲近神。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们再看回耶利米书十七章
，verse 8，
第八节。耶利米书第十七章十八节，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Now here tell us, the plant can bring up so many leaves, so many fruits.
这里告诉我们，这个树的状态会有叶子，会有水果。
But why?
为什么
？Because it's rooted beside the riverbank.
原因就是因为它是栽在水边，在河边扎根的。
Now, brother and sister, please take attention.
弟兄姐妹必须要注意了。
The tree can be beside the water.
这个树也许可以栽在水边。
But if the tree do not take root deep down,
但是这个树如果不往下扎根的话
，the tree will die even though it's beside the riverbank.
那么这树到最后还是会死的，就算它栽在水边。
Because the water is the deep of the soil.
因为我们知道这个水呢是深入地下层的。
Especially the deeper you go, the closer to the water.
也就是说，下得越深呢，越靠近水。
So brothers and sisters, today we're the same.
所以今天弟兄姐妹也是一样。
Yes, we come to church.
是的，我们来到教会。
Every week we are here.
我们每个礼拜都来。
We hear the word of God.
我们听到神的话。
But do we take root deep down in the Lord Jesus Christ?
重点是因为是说我们在生活上是不是能够向下扎根，尤其对神的话来扎根。
The Book of Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章。
Isaiah 37 verse 31.
以赛亚书三十七章的三十一节，三十一节，由大家所脱逃剩余的人要往下扎根，向上结果。
Here tells us that we should root it down and then bear fruit up.
这里告诉我们一个动作，我们要往下扎根，向上结果。
The fruit is obvious.
结果是看得到的。
For example, you go to supermarket, you buy all the fruits.
比如说我们去买菜，我们买它的果子。
哇 ，blueberry, strawberry, watermelon.
我们看到西瓜啦、草莓啦，这些都很好吃的。
Summertime, really, the fruit is so lovely.
夏天到了呢，各式各样的水果都非常的美好。
People only see the fruit. People not think about the roots.
今天我们看到水果，也许不会想到那个树到底扎多少根。
Will you care about what kind of roots is there?
我们会想说那个树到底扎根多深呢
？Nobody think about the roots.
没有人会想那个树有多根的深，有深的根。
Because the root is invisible.
因为根在底下看不到。
Root is in secret.
因为根在底下完全不会被人家发觉。
Root is hidden.
因为根是被埋下来的。
Without the root.
但重点没有根的话
，there be no fruits.
就没有果。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We Christian, we.Are working so hard to bear fruits.
今天我们基督徒在生活里面都希望结出果来。
But have we forgotten that we should deeply rooted in the Word of God?
是的，我们想结果的同时，我们是不是在生活当中向神扎根呢
？Deeply rooted in the love of Christ.
我们是不是在神的爱里面真的向下扎根呢
？So that anything come will not move us.
所以当一切灾难来的时候，这个根不会被移动的。
When people misunderstand you, you will not feel hurt.
当我们被人家误会了，我们不会感觉到疼痛的。
When people say one thing to you, you will not say, "I'm not coming to church anymore."
当人家说坏话我们的时候，我们不会说不想来教会了。
When God did not answer your prayer. You just say, "Oh, I'm not coming to church anymore."
当我们祷告久了，神似乎不听的时候，我们觉得说不想来教会，都不会的。
We are not like that.
我们不会有这样的发生的。
Because we have rooted.
原因是因为我们向下扎根。
We understand the truth.
向下扎根就是能够了解真理。
We understand God.
我们了解神。
We are close to the water.
而且我们是靠近水源地。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
The heat wave is always there.
炎热的夏天总是在那里。
It can come anytime.
是任何时候都会有这热浪的。
Can be one day, 2 days.
也许一两天。
Can be a one whole week.
也许一整个月，一整个星期。
Can be so dry.
也许会非常的干旱。
But it's a matter.
但是没关系。
If you are beside the water.
今天如果我们就栽在那水边。
The heater the weather becomes.
那么天气越热的话。
The more water you draw out,
我们会从根里面吸收更多的水分。
The more leaf, the more fruits you produce.
那么相对的，这个叶子跟水果就长得越茂盛。
The more you bring glory to Heavenly Father.
那么因为这样的茂盛呢，就能够带给神更多的荣耀。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
485.
485首。